A controversial campaign to build a casino in York County is touting an analysis that says the project will bring millions of dollars in state revenues, thousands of jobs, and a boost to the region's household earnings. The analysis was paid for by Progress for Maine, the political action committee leading the campaign to approve Question 1. We have brought in political correspondent Steve Missler to talk about those projections and whether we should take them at face value. Steve, what should we think of this economic impact analysis?
Well, I think we should be very skeptical. I think the way to look at these is to look at them the same way we look at politicians when they're on the campaign stump, and they tend to overpromise and underdeliver. And that's been the case of casino campaigns in Maine. Let's take Oxford County, the casino campaign from 7 years ago. The campaign promised 1,700 year-round jobs and $60 million in annual revenue to the state. And that's considered a pretty successful operation, but it's fallen short of those promises. A report 2 years ago pegged the number of full-time jobs there at about 400. That's less than a quarter of what the campaign promised. And according to the latest state revenue reports, Oxford provided about $32.5 million last year in state revenues, and that's more than half of what it promised 7 years ago. So I think, and you could see the same story at Hollywood Slots in Bangor. In fact, at Hollywood, they have seen a steep decline in slot revenues there to the point where they were asking for a big property tax break from the town.
So can we extrapolate out from this and say that these casino proposals are not a good deal for Maine?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, in fact, if you talk to Bangor officials, they credit the casino there for helping that city's economic revival. And the 400 or so people working at Oxford Casino would have to find work elsewhere, right, if there wasn't a casino. So, you know, and Oxford also seems to be a bit of a draw for tourists, which might explain why the casino participated in the Adopt-a-Highway program for a stretch of highway in New Hampshire, not Maine. And both have contributed millions of dollars in state revenue, revenue that would arguably not otherwise be here.
People have said that Maine can't support a third casino. Didn't Governor LePage say something like that when there were several casino referendums on the ballot in 2011, actually?
Yeah, he did. The governor, I should say, that he doesn't support gambling in general. But I think he was trying to make an economic argument 6 years ago, not an ideological one. But 3 years ago, the legislature commissioned a study about the viability of a third casino. It's called the White Sands Report, and it suggested that the state could support a third gambling facility under certain conditions. And the first of those is that it should be located in the southern part of the state. Now, that would seem to bode well for Question 1, which is proposing to do this in York County. The study also had a key caveat, and that's that the developer of the third facility would invest at least $250 million to make the casino a tourist destination, a nice place. That's the thing with Question 1, though, that there's nothing in that ballot question that requires that kind of investment or any investment at all.
So there's no real guarantee that any of those things will happen to make the casino successful in that way?
No, there really isn't. I mean, so circling back to the study, the reason for this is pretty clear. I mean, these things are kind of like internal polls that candidates release during the course of a campaign. And I've yet to find a single instance in which an analysis produced by this firm produced results that were counter to the goals of the campaign that hired them.
So knowing this, would voters buy into this?
They could. I mean, I think the idea and the promise of economic development and jobs is an enticing one for voters in general. I mean, that's why candidates talk about it all the time. And if they don't, they do so often at their peril. So it makes sense that they would tout a big economic benefit. But you have to be very skeptical of those numbers.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.